USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'm having a good day, too. It's called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
As more and more people get to read the released Mueller report, President Trump at the White House with this reaction.
But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax. It should never happen to another president again.
So where do we go from here? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell weighs in.
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those eight people. It's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow up almost 107 points to close at 26,559. The Nasdaq up almost 2 points, and the S&P 500 up 4.5 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
More now on our top story, reaction to the release of the Mueller report. California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intel Committee, still floating the concept of impeachment, even though the report finds no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. Here's Congressman Schiff.
We need to look at the full report. Certainly what Bob Mueller has revealed on the obstruction of justice issue is the most concerning, because that, of course, involves the president's own conduct, his own falsehoods to the American people, his efforts to get other people to tell lies, his effort to deter people from cooperating with the investigation, his effort to reward those who stuck to the party line.
And Congressman Schiff continues.
Those acts of obstruction of justice, whether they are criminal or not, are deeply alarming in the President of the United States. And it's clear that Special Counsel Mueller wanted the Congress to consider the repercussions and the consequences. It is clear the Special Counsel believed that no one was above the law, and that includes the President of the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Border Patrol agents say drones now being used at the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Agents monitoring the U.S.-Mexico border in the El Paso sector say for the first time, a drone has been used in an attempt to help the illegal aliens enter the United States. The device traveled around 100 yards in the U.S. before retreating back to Mexico and was discovered earlier this week by an agent using an infrared camera. Now, when it comes to our border and border security, Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott tells Fox News, it should be quite simple.
Enforce all of our laws. I mean, I've been to the border. The border agents are frustrated. They need more people, more technology, some barriers. But whatever the law is, why are we enforcing all of our laws? We all believe that. You know, it's interesting. People think Hispanics don't believe it. We did a poll about immigration policy. We did a poll right after my election to see how we had done. And we asked, do you want us to, have greater enforcement of immigration laws? I think it was 69%. So whatever the law is, we ought to be enforcing it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
To the economy now. First-time jobless claims continue to drop. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story from Washington, D.C.
The unemployment lines, as we used to call them, are shorter than they've been in about 50 years. The Labor Department reporting on Thursday that 192,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 5,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest since September of 1969.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.